Hey, where are you going? Would you please stop for a second? Hey. What's the matter? I stopped you because I'm concerned, that's why. It worries me when one of my star students is running out of her prom with tears in her eyes. Now look, here, let's just step over here for a second and... Are you alright? Can you tell me what happened? I mean, if you want to talk about it, that is. We don't have to, if you just don't feel like it, but I'd at least like to keep you company for now. Would that be okay? What's that? No, it's okay. I don't mind. You can lean on me if you want. It looks like you had a bit of a rough night. Are you cold at all? It's a bit chilly out here. Here, take my jacket. No, I'm fine, I promise. But, I'd really like to know what happened. Okay. Yeah, I knew you were going to prom with him. Did he do something? He didn't hurt you, did he? Good. Oh, I'm so sorry, sweetheart. He's just such a jerk. I mean, how dare he make out with another girl when he's obviously your date to the prom? That's... You know, I had a feeling about him. He's in one of my classes, you know. Yeah. I'm really sorry. Come here. He doesn't deserve you anyway. No. No, you're too good for him. You are. Oh, come on. You should smile. You have such a lovely smile. No. We're not leaving here until you're feeling better. I bet I can make you laugh. Oh, you know I can. Let me know if you've heard this one before. What do you call a shoe made out of a banana peel? A slipper. I know it's such a dumb joke, but at least it made you smile, right? There you go. Now, don't you feel a little bit better? Alright. Here, do you want me to give you a ride home? I know this is probably the last place you want to be right now. Sure, come on. I'm parked just right over there. I know, there are plenty of other teachers here to chaperone tonight. They'll be fine without me. It's a very pretty dress, by the way. It's nice to see you dressed up so nicely. I know, quite a lot of the girls dressed, I think, minimalistic would be a very light way of putting it, but no, it's a very, very wholesome outfit, but still very attractive, don't get me wrong. This is me right here. Do you need any help getting in? All right. Now, you'll have to navigate for me. I know you live close by, but I'm not exactly sure where. Which street should I be going towards? Okay. Yeah, I know where that is. Would you look at that? It's starting to rain. Anyways, got in the car just in time, huh? Are your parents home? Do you want to call them real quick and let them know that you're coming back? Okay. I mean, it doesn't sound too far away. It shouldn't take too long to get there. You know, I still can't get over what an just a complete ass he is. I'm serious. I don't know what he was thinking. Well, I mean, first of all, you're much prettier than she is. Oh, I know because I'm a teacher and we gossip, so yeah. Pretty much every teacher in the math and history department agrees with me. But don't tell anyone, okay, because we can get in a lot of trouble. Well, discussing students is semi-forbidden, so we're really not supposed to do it, but we're bored all day, so, you know, what else do we have? And getting back to my point, second of all, does he honestly think that ever in his life is going to do better than you? I don't think so. So, who knows, maybe it was a good thing after all. And you're going to different colleges, right? So there you go. You're not going to see much of them anymore anyway. I think that's a good thing. Yeah. Get rid of them sooner rather than later and find yourself someone who really cares about you. That's what you deserve. I really believe that. And to be honest with you, I really wish back when I was in high school there were girls like you around. Because that would have made my life so much easier. What? Oh, no, no. I was much different back then. Well, I was more the shy and silent type. Oh yeah, I know that's changing now, but didn't make my life any easier back then. And you seem like a very nice person. The kind of person I could easily get along with. Oh, come on, don't make it sound like I'm some old man. It's only my second year teaching. Wow, this rain's getting pretty bad. I'm gonna pull over for a little bit, alright? What's that? Sure, you can ask me anything. Yeah. Of course I think you're attractive. Why do you ask?
What are you doing?
Stop. No, we can't. Because you're a student and I'm a teacher, that's why. It's not that I don't want to, it's that we could both get into a ton of trouble. Come on. Please. I like my job, and you've got college applications that could get revoked if... It's just... There's so much at risk. But... Well... You are already 18, and... You do graduate in a month, so... I suppose it wouldn't be too wrong if you keep this our secret. Do you think you can do that? Good girl. You know, I've thought about this before. Especially when you wear those short little denim skirts to class. Oh, they drive me wild. Especially when you wear wear them with your low-cut t-shirts, and when we have a test, you come over to my desk and bend over, and in your girliest voice, you ask me for help. And I know you don't need help. You're so smart. I know the only reason you come up there is so you can tease me with those nice, young, perky tits. And it certainly has an effect. There are many times where, in my free period, I'd have to sneak off to the bathroom, slide my hand down, and grab my throbbing cock, and stroke it while thinking about bending you over the desk and fucking you. Is that something you've dreamed about? Yeah, well, fingering that tight little pussy. How long have you dreamt about my cock, huh? About getting fucked by me? Yeah, is that what you want? You want me to take you by the hips? Pull you over here and into my lap? So you can feel my hard cock against you, yeah. Come on, grind on me. Yeah, buck those hips. Feel that hard cock rubbing against your clit. Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it? Here, pull down your dress just a little bit. I want to suck on your tits. Your nipples are so hard already. Does that feel good? I flick my tongue over them and suck on them and bite them. Oh, are your nipples sensitive? You want me to stop? No? Very good. Yeah. You like that? Well, then just run my fingers through your hair. Grab it as I kiss down. Bite your collarbone. I love the way you sound when you whimper for me. Oh, fuck. I can feel you getting all wet for me. Yeah. You want me to fuck you? And say it. Beg for it. Say, please, sir, fuck me, please. I want to be fucked by you. Louder. Again. Say it one more time. Come here. Let me pull your panties to the side. Wow, they look so good. You're gonna have to wear these for me next time I see you in class. You know that, right? I love hearing you say yes, sir. Here. Move up just a bit.
That's what you wanted, isn't it? Fuck, look at all that pre-cum. You did that to me. Now come here and just slide down. God, I love the way your pussy feels around my cock. There you go. Here, put your hands on my shoulders. Yeah, just like that. Just buck your hips forward. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck, you look so fucking good right now. Oh, yeah. Come on, ride me harder. Oh, yeah. Fuck. You are a very, very good girl. Now, I think she'll probably get you home, don't you think?
You do have those finals to study for next week. I hope you don't think that just because you fucked me means you're gonna get an easy grade. Quite the contrary, I think you might need to stay after class for some special one-on-one tutoring.